more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na.
This is Parker Pathways on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org, and it's September 4th, 2016, the second of a three-hour live program, and welcome aboard. And the call-in number and call-in numbers are 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, 512-716-1897, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Welcome, everyone, and we're going to be getting into some very controversial subjects, which we always do on Parker Pathways, and we have a caller, Jeff from Idaho. Hello, Jeff. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Dr. Parker. Hey, I hope you're able to get that August 29th email update. The audio study should go all the way back to the Sally Miller's cocaine addiction disclosure emailed September 2nd. And that website is www.sallymillerthebeautyqueen.com. The hard copy books have been shipping since August 25th. The website actually needs some development for download.
I want to keep you on, Jeff, just for a minute. Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
I haven't had the opportunity to be on computer site. As you can tell, my voice is much better today.
Absolutely.
And my little cells that I've invented to help save humanity are working overtime in a good way. And I've had my first steak and eggs and shot of whiskey. And you know I'm not politically correct, but if I've been on for 10 years, and you know that's what it's about. I wear a cowboy hat, have my steak and eggs and whiskey, and my first one in a period of 5 years.
That's great.
So that's how I'm opening my show.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's the details, all right. Sally Miller basically shows that Hillary's cocaine addiction was worse than Bill's, okay? Because of the issues on the Dr. Clark information that you wanted sent, if you look at basically pages 292 to 295, it shows essentially the thymus tongue connection to benzene's problems with the AIDS, cancer, HIV complex documented by Dr. Clark because of treating the cocaine addiction with so much benzodiazepine. Okay,
well, that's so, what she's taking now.
Right. But it's been going on for 20 and 30 years, and the benzene has basically introduced the thymus problem to the tongue and the other issues that Dr. Clark researched in her AIDS book, okay, where the F. Bushki's in the thymus gland, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what we get back to is, so the audio study needs to go back 40 years for the personality evaluation of the items that can develop the personality. And any rat that's out there against Trump, the audio analysis needs to have the same thing done. This is where you'll get the Velvet Glove Mafia, and the email I sent earlier this morning interconnects the 3-year the first legal document that the Pope put out, all right, from 3 years ago. It phases in this weekend, you know, September 1st.
Yeah.
Anna tied together some things. Leo ties together all of them, and it ties together the issues of the Nameless War with Albert Pike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you basically get a chance when you look at this thing, and you have to basically guide this audio study for the past 40 years to document this stuff over the next couple weeks. That's the most important thing. You'd be kind of working in this area, is my thoughts.
Yes.
All right. And so Image, you know, Image 3279 ties all this thing together. Image 3280 talks about Albert Pike's fake World War III, which is playing out in Syria right now as we speak in real time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The PDF right. links for all 50 states need to be validated. And this ties in with the potentiality of the Water Union slipping in place with what's going on the second leg of the stool, with the third leg of the stool being the de jure 30,000 of the 3,000 counties for the eliminating the vote fraud issues.
Mm-hmm.
So if when you get a chance, if you look at it, the important thing is the audio analysis for both both issues.
Yeah.
Male and female.
They,
and what that'll do is that will, you know, if you get an expert, you being the person that you could direct to do this work for you under contract, then you'll have all this stuff identified, and you can basically identify, we were going to do this in 2008 on an election campaign to use, like, reverse speech sort of technology, but this is even more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that'll identify all the enemies and the people that need to be eliminated in the election cycle, even if you don't get a death panel vote.
Yeah.
You know, that's been weighing heavily on me this week. So you're not going to get the death panel vote, but this will basically give you that data.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I sure do. And the thing is that one of the things that the audience should, in its nice way, metabolize this, most of the material that you're talking about, I have to look at it, but I know it's true, you know? I mean, I know it's true. And I have a question for you, and it's trying to think of it. In the way you look at it right now, do you think that the public will care that Hillary and Bill Clinton are cocaine addicts?
No, it comes down to neurological problems, Dr. Parker.
I know,
it doesn't matter about
the
addiction.
See, they're gonna vote. See, in other words, the people that are out here that are gonna vote, they say, well, she's the nicest person in the world.
No, that's a facade. What I'm saying is, in real-time analysis, going back 40 years,
oh, I know
document all the fraud, and essentially, this is essentially a clinical evaluation, because they won't reveal this information. What I'm telling you is...
I agree with you, and I'm with you 100%.
Right.
I know this is true.
This is a strategy, though. Right.
Yeah, I know. But you see, where I'm coming from is the fact that... I just said in the first hour, I gave away three pieces of that Clinton Foundation based on the Supreme Court making it possible for Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton to function.
Right.
And the thing is that where we are here is that most people that are out here are very focused on the idea they believe in whom they believe in, you know, that type of story.
Right.
And it's almost impossible for people to think that, well, Hillary may be a cocaine addict, but she has epilepsy, she's got the lower spinal lumbar six problem, and she's got all kinds of things going on. Okay, the thing is, coming down, though, she, remember the days where she promoted when she ran for president previously, where she'd be by the red phone and be able to answer the 3 a.m. in the morning?
She won't. She'll be asleep.
She'll
right.
be asleep.
Right. 18 hours. Right.
And the whole thing and in the inner core of working for the corporation, and I know you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
It's a joke, which is not a funny joke, but it happens to be say, well, you know, we used to say, well, she's not a Michael Jackson. You know, Michael Jackson had to figure out a way to go to sleep. So he did his propranolol and did the thing because he was always performing. And and to work it through. So everything was compared in that time to Michael Jackson because he was a genius in terms of music and his creation of his lyrics and his dancing,
right.
And he broke the mold, you know,
right.
In medicine. So I remember one day when I was in the White House, it was Hillary Clinton, you know, she took over Al Gore's office and as vice president, which I thought was kind of, you know, strange. And the thing is, but the way she treated all the officers, she always had males serve her. And I heard them talking one time. She always associated with women. She had no male, and that's why it's such a shock that she even selected the vice president she did. But you can understand why if you listen to him for a while and see how milquetoast that guy is.
The reason why is cocaine was put in vice president because his dialect allowed talking with the indigenous Yucatan Spanish people for the drug landing operation.
I know. Where they used to drop.
When you said the dialect thing, that was I connected it after the DNC speech.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
They used to drop, you know, they used to drop the cocaine in duffel bags on where Clinton lived, you know.
Right. Right.
And
well, I'm saying that was the refueling point from Barry Seal's work when you look at all the stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember, I'll just finish this quick sentence, but I remember the ladies that were in the Hillary's circle in the East Wing, and which she shouldn't have been in, by the way, the first lady. That's officially a first lady, never goes there. And they were talking about having a way to govern by the use of drugs. And I found that to be very interesting, and as the years later. But when that conversation went to the Nixon discussion for the ladies in the tea session, I knew that, yeah, Kissinger was right. They set this sucker up.
Well, yeah, they did. The reason why, Dr. Parker, is Kissinger and those guys basically brought in the Babylon banksters for China, all right, where they would then basically, and in 2009 they accomplished the goal, and this is what Anna talks about, where they moved the gold, and now they're basically jacking the gold price from $30 an ounce in 33, where they stole it all,
yeah,
to $5,000 an ounce. And what you're going to find is if you look at that email from this morning at about 1 a.m., you're going to see how it all interconnects to that stuff.
Yeah, so, and that's absolutely right, because that gold was moved. Gold from Fort Knox has been out of there for a long time.
Right.
They got bars there just for demonstration purposes. But
right. Last thing, Dr. Parker. Sally Miller, in the audio I sent you, basically says that besides the cocaine use, that Bill thought that he could convert Hillary from her lesbian natures, and it never worked out. So if you get a chance, listen to that, and then have someone try and get a hold of her.
Well, I know that I'm with you 100%, and I appreciate the information, because you got to keep in mind I'm on the forefront of the briefs going in for the water concept. That's why I put it into the first hour as to why Hillary Clinton won't talk about the water infrastructure.
There's
a reason for that.
Yeah, make sure you get that personage thing for 8 years, okay? That's the most important brief you could help with Trump.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, seriously.
Thank you, Jeff. And
hi, Dr. Parker.
We're on the same team, and
yeah,
the listeners are part of our team. That was a good call for other things that are leading into what I want to talk about. You know, everyone points out about the race thing, and you know how they say, well, if you say something bad about somebody, well, we're not, you know, just reporting life, you know. And there was a poll taken by Tetramedica. It's a very reliable poll system. They did 1,000 people. And they asked some law enforcement, the question is, some law enforcement officials say that the president has helped sow distrust between the police and minorities. Do you agree or disagree? And it was quite a shocking answer. Disagree, 52%, and agree, 45%. When anybody knows in the government, the fact that that's what Obama's been doing, it's a class warfare system he's developed. The second question was, do police officers in your area treat whites and blacks equally, or do they show prejudice against blacks? The answer, treat equally, 62%. Prejudice against blacks, 27%. And then the last question was, generally speaking, have race relations under President Obama improved or worsened? Not sure, 10%. Worsened, 61%. And improved, 21%. And here Trump has the guts out. You know, no Republican went into the black church, you know, a period of time. They wouldn't even let him in. You ever, as a white person, you ever go into a black church, you'll find out very quickly you're not accepted. And the thing is, that's been that way for years. And in terms of the thing, you know, I got to give kudos to Trump for going into the black church and at least setting the thing up. And, of course, you got some blacks complaining, well, he's taking advantage of it. And the, you know. But I have to go on the side of Trump on this. I think he's got the card that's needed to help people that have been. I've talked about it many times. We're living in a government socialist state. You know, Bernie Sanders took his payoff money and just bought himself a house on an island, you know, after the Democratic Convention. We'll see you at the other end of the break. And the call-in number is 512-716-1603.
Yeah, the break's not here, Dr. Parker.
And so... Okay, my producer is telling me important information. One of the things that goes into the discussion of the black community and the Treasury Section 385 has to do with health care. In other words, the idea is that, keep in mind, the single payer, plan has always been the government's plan. It's always been the government's plan. And also is part of what's called a secret court, which I'll get into after the break, under the investor state dispute settlement system called the ISDS. And this is part of the treaty. They call, well, it's going to be the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which, by the way, they keep out of a treaty, you know, because then the Congress doesn't vote on it. But the Secretary of State is saying we shouldn't discuss terrorism as much, and you know, it should be out of the mind's eye. But at the same time, if you take the piece of information of the Agenda 2020 and place it in as healthcare on the global scale, which they're going to discuss in the G20 China meeting, they're going to discuss, they want to sign the climate change, as I think we'll get into that. They want to discuss the price of water in the world, which will be part of the Third World War. And number three, to discuss the concept of the global healthcare system to be within that metric of having the data in the medical record to be part of the system. These are part of systems that are part of the blood system, the blood bank system as part of the basis of organs, which I talked about two shows ago. And all of this is mixed into the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services that predict that it'll cost $890 billion by 2024. And when that happens for the present Medicare system, then that has to be a global system. We will see you at the other end of the break. And the call number is 512-716-1603.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for the interlude coming into that. We have a caller, Steve from Virginia. I want to make sure I get Steve from Virginia in.
Yes, thank you very much. Good morning. I just was wondering, you know, we saw or heard about this Soros comment the other day about, how is it, I don't know exactly the paraphrasing a little, the that he thought that Trump would have a landslide, but that that the electoral, but Hillary is a done deal, meaning I guess tampering with the electoral votes, the electoral system, the college. And I was just wondering what you your thoughts were on that, or is there any way to try to counter that somehow?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I have several opinions on it. First of all, Hillary Clinton's endgame started to become president was rolling around the 70s. And in those days, no one was paying much attention to Hillary Clinton on the world stage. Even though she was first lady, she was using the process of changing the electoral college. There was one movement that was going on about the same time that Hillary Care was being written. That was Bill Clinton giving her an assignment, you know, that type of story.
Yes.
And she wrote it as an assignment, but it was its real aim when you read Hillary Care, it was to abolish the electoral college. And the reason for that was that if you could take the state's power away from the voting system, they would not have any control of their care, and then, therefore, they would get the single payer. And that's where it stood at that time. And, of course, that whole thing was published as a book by the government, by the way, which was totally illegal. It came out as a government publication. When that came out, the states decided, well, they were trying to protect their turf. in terms of their voting system. So over a period of time, she didn't get rid of the Electoral College, but she manipulated that all these years. She's been working on the Electoral College since that time. And to her, she has already won the election, according to her, in the real world, because she knows that she has it in the bag of having the Electoral College votes because of the states that she feels that are strong to be controlled. And and Soros knows that. The money has gone, and this hasn't just been a recent giving of money. This came, the first break on this was when the Rockefellers defested their interests. When Rockefeller Center was sold, there were only three pieces that were not to be sold to the Japanese. One was, of course, the statue, which has some heritage or lineage systems and message in front of the Rockefeller Center. The Rockefellers sold to Japan part of their real estate holdings, and this is why they have such an animosity to Trump, because Trump was against that. He was the one that felt he already knew this was happening. And in trade for this, the Japanese in the world court would support her rule in determination of the Electoral College. The third movement was when the Rockefellers decided they would be beneficiaries in terms of things. And then the third move toward this was when Warren Buffett gave $5 billion to Bill Gates, and so that Bill Gates is in a better position in his foundation to handle the money. Only one caveat, that is to control the Electoral College. So now you have four major players in terms that control 1/16 of all the money in the world. You have the control of the Federal Reserve, which has always been a separate entity, of course. And, of course, its charge was to print money to support the balance of which Warren Buffett gave, which is why Warren Buffett gave to Obama the tip to own the railroads, which would be for having railroads 24/7 have nuclear waste and contaminated water from fracking to be on the railroads. That, in trade, would be for an executive order for the control of the separation of church and state. You remember that argument that went for a while, it kind of hit under the radar? You remember?
Yes.
That?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was about the Electoral College. So,
oh, boy.
We've got it. So this coming under a break. So to Hillary, you can see why she's so arrogant. She has the press in a bigger plane today to explain her emails to disclose everything you and I just talked about.
Yeah.
I got a break, Steve, and there's no...
Okay.
Problem. I appreciate your calling.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Parker Pathways, and we have a lot to cover on the control of citizens by unconstitutional means, which will be coming up in a few minutes. But I wanted to make sure we have Guy from Arkansas. Hello, Guy. Thanks for joining the show.
Well, thank you for accepting my call, and God bless you and all the hard work you're doing for all of us and getting us informed and raising our consciousness about the reality of the world we live in.
Thank you.
I just was, you know, I had a thought not too long ago that you remember back in the 90s when Yeltsin had his election thrown in Russia, and it drew a line between the old guard and now the new guard.
Mm-hmm.
And the lines were drawn right down, even right through the military.
That's right.
So I'm almost envisioning the same thing happening here with the Trump-Clinton election. We all know how corrupt the system is. We all know that Hillary is doing her best to throw this election in her favor by hook, crook, and scheme. But we also know that the inner factions of the upper circles of government do not want her in there at all. And so it draws this image in my brain where I'm thinking that we're going to have a Russian scenario coming off here, just like the Yeltsin elections, and the military is going to have to draw a line whether they're going to stand with the popular vote people or they're going to sell their souls out to the still ongoing corrupt system. And I'll just kind of leave that hanging in the air for anybody who wants to comment, including you. And I thank you for your show so much. God bless you, buddy. Bye.
Thank you. I think that Guy has a correction of view. Yeltsin, when that division was occurring, of the which Guy has eloquently placed it, the old and new guard. When Yeltsin fell from that, Yeltsin asked a rising, you had Brezhnev, and then you had Putin in the background in that system. And Yeltsin asked, I remember, in the interchange of government formations, our guy is totally, in my opinion, totally correct. The world changed on the global scale at that. And Yeltsin's request, because they were going to assassinate him, and Yeltsin made a deal, and which was that he wanted a world passport, and of course the Russians have what are called identification passports. Those are highly, they're the highest ranking. That's not the BS passport you have, you know, to go to take a vacation in a foreign country. That is a passport that, as Gowdy says, on the bleaching of Hillary Clinton's servers, not even God could find them. And that is that high, it's called the tip and passport. So, and he wanted his estate. He wanted guards for the rest of his life. He wanted his family protected, and in turn, no one would hear from him again. So they did. Putin was very much responsible for the thing, because he was getting ready to take over from Brezhnev coming in the other way. It was at that time when it's called the Red Book in Russia, and that was and they put a lock on the pages, and that book is in a safe that not even, if you will, not even God can get into. And of course, that's where most of the gold is. But the thing, that's where they put it. And the thing is, and of course, they copied that from the Germans, who were very instrumental in what's called the Trippens dynasty. And the Trippens dynasty is part of, it would make a 007 movie look pale. When I write about this, I'm only going to give what I can, because I will never, see, I know what the letter C means, you know what I mean? So the thing is, I'm not being facetious when I say it. How insulting to your intelligence. Yes, I think Guy's right. From Arkansas, the military in this country is already setting up their dividing lines as to how we're to handle the Mideast. They've been in suppression. Remember, Obama fired, what was it? Roughly 400 generals and other officers in the military in his tenure. He debilitated the military by financial means, developed the whole thing. In fact, they're discussing the G20 in China, because China wants to have military control of the earth. They're going to hand over formally what China's been doing, which I've been talking about on Parker Pathways, from what I am able to talk about, and as clearance. And in fact, you know, to take over most of the Pacific, have the development of the new international line, the building of new islands to attack Japan, to take control of the air ballistic system, air space to belong to China. All that's being signed over. Obama's very proud of that, you know. He says, and he even said it, when was it? Yesterday, before the meeting officially started. What we're seeing is real world division of the military and a new reign. And that is, I think Guy in, from Arkansas is totally correct on that. And really what Hillary should do is the same thing that Yeltsin did, really. But she won't, because she's been working most of her life to become what I call the aghast against men. I'm, you know, sorry about that, but that's, you know, that's the way that sits. And by the way, this is even more devastating than the guy from Arkansas's mention of Yeltsin and all that, kind of the division of the military split, because what is going on I don't know if the public can handle it. They've been being told for how many, well, what are we talking about? We're talking about 5 solid years, I know, in my modest program, and, you know, about the taking where the agencies become their own government. And when Obama came in, that was their plan, and that was the whole aspect of it. I'm going to give you an idea. There are 3 or 4 secret weapons of the American public that they don't take. You have to have guts. You have to understand what the government does. Obama operates where he telegraphs in psychological terms because of his insecurities. He telegraphs what he's going to do. Okay, it's like when I was talking with Jeff, in the first opening of the hour. And I say, well, I've had a steak and some eggs, but they don't know that I had to invent a way of a form of a lauryl glucosate to be able to force the body to be able to respond to have a voice. And not because there's anything medically wrong with me. It's just the fact it is part of the way the system works of explainable reactions of things that happen in medical research. But the thing is, in fact, I'm quite healthy, really. But, you know, I'm really walking three people, you know, internally in one. So you see, the people have the right to vote, but you also have the right to keep track of what the government says. So the government always tells you what they're going to do, okay? So you have the CDC. It wants to have an unconstitutional power to detain citizens in this country with no process of appeal. And this is the idea of, you have Trump say, well, we don't want the bad guys here and we want to put them out. And in the terms of that, well, that's absolutely true. He had his briefing and got his world shaken. You have in the Federal Register number is 2016, which is the year, and the page number in the Federal Register is 18103. And what you have here is a proposal of taking away citizens' rights. Which is a proposed rule, which is called the Control of Communicable Diseases. You see, one of the things that I talked about with Trump and the rest of the people that I've talked about with on this show is when people come to this country, there's no examination on public health level. You can have a human bomb. You know, you can have an anthrax person cross the border, you know, and cause that. You can have all kinds of things happen. And that's why Uncle Sam uses what skills and knowledge I have to help Uncle Sam determine these things. In fact, I have a patent special in the patent office concerning this subject. And the reason it's called special because it's helping Uncle Sam against terrorism. Now, the Secretary of State's pissed off because we shouldn't talk about terrorism, you know. Well, here's a guy that shot himself in Vietnam so he could get a Purple Heart to eventually run for president, and that's a true story, you know. I'm sorry, folks, you know, but I'm not buying this guy a cup of coffee at any time. I'm sure he's a nice guy, nice sailor, nice yachtsman, has a good thing on Massachusetts, you know. post his boat in a different place to get a lower boat berth fee, you know, that type of thing. That's his business, you know. But we're talking about the history of the country. Excuse me. We're talking about saving people. So you read this, and you have until October 14th. You, audience, you, the public, you, those people, those cupcakes out there in the world and around the college campuses, you think you want to change something? You want to have the words matter? You want to have the safe zones? Well, welcome to the world, cupcake. If you were in a class, why don't you read the Federal Register? Find out what your government's doing in terms of the constitutional violations that can occur, wherein the Center for Disease Control has a self-interest to apprehend healthy people in mass, and detain them indefinitely with no process of appeal. That is in the directive of which will become the government system. Now, let's take Guy from Arkansas, who's hit upon the very nodule of this. This is a quasi-military operation. Also, it's the same as a citizen operation versus a government operation. Under Hillary Clinton, this would be called Obama's army, of which Obama has called it his army. Okay, let's just give you a facet. Now, you have the right to make a comment to the United States government on what I'm talking about. You have until the comment number is CDC 2016-0068. -001. This has to do with government longevity and the control by force of medical care. And the CDC rule will be called creating a police healthcare state. Now, this was tried in the 1980s, and this was when Steve from Virginia was asking a question about the Electoral College. This was done on the same month as the Electoral College. That had to be serendipity. Didn't know Steve was going to call about the Electoral College controlled by Hillary Clinton. But this has got Hillary Clinton's fingerprints all over it. Now, what the CDC proposes is to defy the United States Constitution and all state constitutional rights with no appeal process. And where the United States Congress, who has oversought the CDC, keep in mind, I keep telling you, you know, the reason that the Republicans don't help Trump because they're crooks, and the Democrats don't help the Republicans and haven't, and Harry Reid wants to give false information to Trump. Let me give you a little clue, boys and girls and cupcakes. That false information was to hide what I'm telling you now. You understand what we're saying? You get it? So, in other words, if you have... The CCC says that these FEMA camps that people will be round up in without warrant, based on the police powers, the children that will not be vaccinated, for instance, which is another subject, because vaccination, no one knows how the autism works in terms of the thing, right? There are 375 known genes been found for autism. The development of the autism from the vaccine has not been proven because no one knows how the vaccine works with the autism. It's still being researched. And so this is like the doctor in charge of the National Institute of Health has to go begging for money from Congress to find out about the Zika genes for the mosquito in terms of the thing, because they know there's no way you're going to get a vaccine going. It would take them another year to figure that out, even to figure it out. And no one realizes how the microcephaly of the child will be developed in terms of after the child is born with a normal-sized brain. This is one of the problems I talked about on last Sunday. Who do you think that's going to be under control of under this directive if it becomes law? In other words, if the public doesn't work it through, you see. So you had FEMA in anticipation of this directive of the communicable a prison system on health care, FEMA has put a purchase order in for 5 million bottles of liter water. With liter would be 1,000 cc. And a half a liter size of the bottled waters as well. Now, everything is key on the water. In other words, the idea is, see, China buys our water from the Great Lakes, pushes it, and has it as an artificial cargo through the Panama Canal, which the peanut farmer president knew from the very beginning in those days during the Iraq War. What do you think that was the Iranian prisoner system? Well, we have a break coming, and you can call in at 512-716-1603, and we're going to finish this because you need to know this. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Parker Pathways on the second live hour of Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and I'm bringing to the table the discussion of the Central Disease Center, you know, the CDC taking an unconstitutional level of detaining citizens with process of no appeal, and of course this will be for the political health care police state, and this will be part of, by the way, if approved, and you have till October 16th to answer the government, right, in your approval or disapproval of this edict. And of course, this affects the immune system because they're going to be basing it on different kinds of ways viruses can be developed and work. So this is NMOS taking people out warm and putting them in FEMA camps. And that's why they're buying all the water, see. And they made the deal with China. In fact, that'll be part of the G20 agreement sign-off on tomorrow, I think. Yes, tomorrow, Chinese time. So from the proposed rule, I'll read you the actual paragraphs. Quote, when an apprehension occurs, the individual is not free to leave or discontinue his or her discussion with an HHS or CDC public health or quarantine officer, unquote. Quote, the proposed practice to issue federal orders before a medical examination has taken place, unquote. Quote, CDC defines pre-communicable stage to mean the stage beginning upon the individual's earliest opportunity for exposure to an infectious agent, unquote. Next paragraph in the terms of paragraph 6 integrated with which comes under the United Nations. Following paragraph. Quote, holding that a passenger consents to an airport security search by presenting himself or herself for boarding and that such consent may not be revoked by simply walking away. Thus, in order to protect the interstate travel from communicable disease threats, the HHS CDC intends for this section to apply broadly to all circumstances where individuals may queue with other travelers. In other words, this is an advance on terrorism. Quote, how about and this is bringing in the coffee that's sold at coffee areas as well as being a thing because they use water. You know, you don't realize where that water comes from. Next paragraph. Quote, CDC may enter into an agreement with an individual upon such terms as the CDC considers reasonably necessary, indicating that the individual consents to any of the public health measures authorized under this part section, including quarantine, isolation, conditional release, medical examination, hospitalization, vaccination, and treatment, provided that the individual's consent shall not be considered as a prerequisite to any exercise of any authority under this part, unquote. Another paragraph of interest is, quote, individuals who violate the terms of the agreement or the terms of the federal order for quarantine, isolation, or conditional release, even if no agreement is in place, may be subject to criminal penalties. That's the end of the second hour of Parker Pathways, and we're just getting warmed up into the third hour of Parker Pathways. And the call-in number is 512-716-1603, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. Stay tuned for the third live hour of Parker Pathways on RBN.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.